From 90.7 WFAE, this is Newsworthy for Monday, February 2nd, 2026. I'm Eric Thiel. The Charlotte region and most of the state are still recovering from the weekend's snowstorm that saw many areas set records. Charlotte Douglas Airport saw 11 inches, tied for the fourth highest total in the city's history. During an emergency briefing Sunday, Governor Josh Stein urged people to stay home if possible.
Many roads will be bad in many places across the state for days to come. We have a lot of miles of road in North Carolina, so it's going to take some time. And we're asking for your patience as our teams work around the clock to clear the roads. In addition, black ice is going to remain a risk throughout the week because of below freezing nighttime temperatures.
Charlotte Douglas Airport is recovering from a weekend backlog after the storm hampered air travel across the country. Currently, CLT shows 82 cancellations today and 71 delays. Most schools and government offices in the area are either closed today or operating on modified schedules. All Charlotte-Mecklenburg library facilities are closed today. For residents who remember last weekend's icy conditions, this storm felt completely different. At Veterans Park in East Charlotte, kids sledding down a snow-covered hill said this time the snow actually stuck.
Like powdery and like snowy instead of more like icy and sleet.
I thought it was going to be just icy like last time, but this is actual snow.
8-year-old Clay Hare and 9-year-old Noah May were some of many kids who spent the weekend outdoors in the dry, powdery snow. Forecasters say the snow could stay on the ground through Tuesday. As WFDD's David Ford reports, Triad area snowfall totals were all over the map.
In the Piedmont, Davidson County was hit hardest, with some areas reporting up to 16 inches. Forsyth and Guilford ranged from roughly 8 inches to nearly a foot, while the Raleigh area saw less than 2 inches. National Weather Service meteorologist Kathleen Carroll says that while the single-digit temperatures over the weekend will begin to rise this week, driving hazards may remain.
As we get into midweek, we'll see high temperatures rise into the low to mid-40s. Tuesday and Wednesday, so we will see a bit of warming, and hopefully that will help get rid of some of the snow that is on the ground. Overnight loads will still be below freezing, so we will still see the risk of, you know, refreezing. Anything that melts and isn't dry may refreeze overnight.
Carroll cautions area commuters to be on the lookout for black ice. She recommends bundling up if you must go out. Otherwise, she says, stay home until driving conditions improve. I'm David Ford.
Extremely low temperatures are driving up energy use across the Carolinas, straining the electrical grid. There are currently more than 5,000 outages, with many concentrated in areas formerly impacted by Hurricane Helene. Duke Energy has asked that all customers in the Carolinas voluntarily reduce their energy use until 10 a.m. This might involve lowering the thermostat to the lowest comfortable setting, avoiding the use of major appliances such as washing machines and dishwashers, and turning off any unnecessary devices. Electric vehicle owners should avoid charging their cars until midday. Hundreds of people gathered Friday outside the federal courthouse in Uptown to protest federal immigration authorities' recent actions in Minneapolis. Julian Berger has more.
The people united will never.
With signs saying, "Stop truth decay," and "Enough lies," people protested the killing of 2 U.S. citizens in Minneapolis and the use of violent force by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement and Border Patrol. Groups including Indivisible Charlotte, the Party for Socialism and Liberation, and the Charlotte Metrolina Labor Council organized Friday's protest. Here's Sabrina from PSL, who declined to give her last name for fear of retribution.
The people of Charlotte and the people of Minnesota alike, you know, we are ready to stand up. We are ready to shut it down, to put an end to this ICE terror, and to demand that we abolish ICE.
Friday's protest was a part of a nationwide strike. Local Charlotte businesses like Pilot Brewing and Summit Coffee didn't close, but instead are donating Friday's profits to groups like Carolina Migrant Network and Arbridge for Kids. Julian Berger, WFAE News.
North Carolina Republican Senator Ted Budd is calling on the Trump administration to re-examine its immigration enforcement strategy. In an interview with Bloomberg News, Budd said the administration is blurring the lines between illegal immigrants who are committing crimes and immigrants who may not have documents but are otherwise working and following the law.
Everyone probably knows somebody that is here from another country, maybe they didn't come in the right way. Look, we'll deal with that. And I think being here illegally is a problem. But we want to make sure you differentiate between those that came here the right way. They have the best of intentions. They're coming and being a part of this great America that we know and that we love, and they make this a better country. We want to differentiate between those folks that are here legally, those that are here illegally, and those that are here illegally and that are here to commit crimes.
Budd was one of eight Republicans who voted last week against a government spending bill that would have given the Department of Homeland Security another $64 billion. Budd says the bill included funding for abortion facilities and transgender care for minors. But he says he also thinks ICE and Border Patrol agents should get body cameras and more training, and he wants a full investigation into the shooting of Alex Preti. Charlotte Symphony Orchestra music director Kwame Ryan received his first Grammy Award last night at the 68th Annual Grammy Awards, winning Best Opera Recording for Jake Heggie's Intelligence, recorded with the Houston Grand Opera.
Speaking for myself personally, as a black conductor, we're a small demographic, but getting less so one generation at a time, and moments like these could be so inspirational for the people who will follow.
With this honor, Maestro Ryan becomes the first music director in the Charlotte Symphony's history to receive a Grammy Award. The Charlotte Area Transit System will delay the start of bus and Blue Line services today until noon. Bus service will operate with detours. Due to the late start time, express bus service is suspended. CATS microservices will begin operating at noon and end at 6 p.m. The Gold Line remains suspended. Special transportation services remain operational, and team members will continue to work with customers directly. The Charlotte Hornets have moved the start time for their home game today against the New Orleans Pelicans. That game will now tip off at 3 p.m. at the Spectrum Center. The Hornets have won six straight, the longest current winning streak in the NBA. And NASCAR has moved its season-opening exhibition race, the Cookout Clash, again, this time to Wednesday night. The event had been scheduled for Sunday night in Winston-Salem. And for Monday, February 2nd, that's Newsworthy. I'm Eric Thiel.